Hi, I'm Pat Wetzel, the host and creator of Bump in the Road. Welcome to this side trip. Side trips are short stories about the off-road excursions we take that often lead to interesting life experiences. And what I have to share today is nothing short of revolutionary. It could change your life. I want to talk about a conversation I had recently with Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor. In 1996, Jill was a brain researcher at Harvard when she had a stroke. The bleed was on the left side of her brain. With the critical left brain circuitry offline, she no longer possessed the ability to communicate. She had no memories of her past, no executive functionality, and she existed in a blissful state where she recognized no boundaries between herself and the universe. It would take her 8 years to regain full brain functionality. She wrote My Stroke of Insight to describe the experience, and then Whole Brain Living to share the remarkable insight she gained on how our brains function. Jill explains that there are four characters in our brain. Character one is our linear left brain that organizes, directs, and fixes our problems. I call my character one Star. She's a star. She's smart, she's linear, she gets things done. Character two is past-oriented. I call my character 2 Dark Star. She stores our emotional experiences with the intent of using those memories to keep us from danger. I value Dark Star, but sometimes she's kind of a Debbie Downer when she reminds me of the hurts of my past, thus the name Dark Star. Character 3 is in the right side of the brain, and it's our most enthusiastic, unbridled self. I call her Joy. I think of Joy as the part of me that would like to eat ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. She may take out half a dozen different flavors, eat right out of the carton, and leave it all there to melt into a mess when she's had enough. She feels absolutely no remorse over all of it. After all, Character 1, Star, will probably clean it up. Character 4 is also part of our brain. It's in our right brain. And it's that part that you might say is spiritual. It knows no bounds. It is timeless and eternal. In Character 4, we are all connected as one. I call her Presence. Can you identify with each of these characters and their thought patterns? The idea behind Whole Brain Living is that we pay attention to each of our four characters, integrate their various perspectives, and then consciously choose our responses. Not long ago, I needed to ask some people for a favor. They could say no, and if they did, I knew it would be hurtful. This put me in a position of feeling very vulnerable about my request. I delayed and delayed. I had to get this done. That's it. Today. I'll do it today. All of a sudden, I was in a state of total turmoil. I was upset, scared, indecisive. This was my character too, Dark Star, the one who uses her past memories to keep me safe, raising all sorts of red flags. This is dangerous, she said. You could get hurt. Don't do it. I didn't understand what was going on in my mind. I just knew I was paralyzed with a fear I did not understand. Using Jill's methods from her book, I used my character 3, Joy, the fun, empathetic, ice cream eating free spirit, to listen to 2, Dark Star, which stores emotional trauma from the past to keep us safe. As Joy listened to Dark Star, she realized she was dealing with a fear of rejection. All of a sudden, a million instances of rejection poured out of Dark Star. Joy listened. She empathized. Dark Star's distress lessened, and I was able to understand my reaction and where it had come from. Wow, you would not believe the memories about rejection stored in my brain. Some were so long ago and so minor, I wanted to laugh. But more than anything, I wanted Dark Star to feel safe. Now that she'd had her say, the other characters could chime in and we could make a balanced decision. Dr. Taylor calls this the brain huddle, where you get to consciously choose your response based on the linear and temporal processing of characters 1 and 2, balanced with the wisdom and optimism of characters 3 and 4. Whole Brain Living will teach you to listen to yourself, to create your life. I cannot begin to express the amazing insight and wisdom in this book. Don't miss the podcast with Jill Bolte Taylor, including some behind-the-scenes conversations about using medicinal plants to experience greater consciousness, her efforts at schools for better mental health, and much more. Subscribe at bumptheroad.us to know when this episode is released. Thanks for joining me on this side trip. Remember, not all those who wander are lost.